Merci, Monsieur le Président. I would like to welcome you all to this session on COVID-19 and civil and political rights. This panel will focus on how the COVID-19 pandemic has negatively impacted civil and political rights, including how specific sectors of society have been particularly affected. And it will also focus on solutions and good practices that have been developed by governments and by civil society to minimize these negative impacts and protect human rights during the health crisis. We have four excellent speakers today who will share with us their experience in this regard. Their summary bios are available on the SCED platform, but allow me to introduce them briefly in the order in which they will deliver their opening remarks. First, we have Faith Cassina, who is the co-founder and coordinator of the Kayole Social Justice Center in Kenya. Born and raised in Kayole, Ms. Cassina has witnessed firsthand a number of human rights violations against members of her community. The centers she now coordinates aim to promote social justice in the informal settlements through community engagement. In the last few years, they have focused on the documentation of extrajudicial killings. Next, we will hear from Katerina Hatzimiseva Evans, who is the executive director of the European Center for Not-for-Profit Law, ECNL. In this capacity, she leads the only regional non-governmental organization in Europe focused entirely on law and policy that affect civil society. She is a member of the OSCE ODIHR panel on freedom of assembly and of association and the Council of Europe Expert Council on NGO Law. I should also mention, if I may, that today is her birthday, so I would like to wish her a happy birthday on all our behalfs. After Katerina, we will have the pleasure of listening to Barbara Bernath, who since 2018 functions as Secretary General of the Association for the Prevention of Torture, headquartered here in Geneva. Barbara has extensive experience in torture prevention with the APT over the last 20 years, including as Chief of Operations. Previously, Barbara worked for the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Swiss Federal Department of Foreign Affairs. The last of our speakers is Kasari Govender, who since September 2019 is British Columbia's first independent human rights commissioner. Commissioner Govender has devoted her life to promoting human rights, especially the rights of those most marginalized. She has held leadership positions in human rights organizations, has worked in academia, and has written extensively on issues such as hate speech, access to justice, gender-based violence, and systemic racism. After these introductions, let us move to the interventions by our speakers. I would like to remind speakers that interventions should be about 7 minutes long. And we will start with Faith Cassina, who joins us online from Kenya. Faith, you grew up in an urban settlement in Nairobi, where you witnessed various forms of structural violence. In the context of the pandemic, from your experience, how do you see COVID-19 affecting the right to life, equality before the law, a freedom of expression of the over 1 billion people currently living in slums or informal settlements around the world? Faith, you have the floor.
Thank you so much.